Cats of all four clans were massed as one on the Shadow Clan border. All around her, Twigpaw could hear the faint rustling as their paws shifted in the grass and taste their mingled scents.
"So many warriors," she whispered. "All four clans together."
The cats of Thunder Clan were clustered around Twigpaw, their gleaming eyes and bristling fur showing that they were ready for battle. Twigpaw let her gaze travel over them. The clan leader, Bramblestar, with his deputy, Squirrelflight, beside him. Lionblaze, his muscles rippling under his golden tabby pelt. Cloudtail, with his mate, Brightheart, and their daughter, Whitewing. Larksong and his littermates, Leafshade and Honeyfur, proudly awaiting their first chance to fight for their clan as warriors. Twigpaw pressed close to Ivypool's side, nervously sheathing and unsheathing her claws. The dawn light was growing stronger, but shadows still lurked under the trees, making the Shadow Clan territory ahead look even darker and scarier than usual. Ivypool dipped her head to speak softly into Twigpaw's ear.
"After the great storm, Bramblestar proposed a new addition to the warrior code."
Her eyes shone with pride in her clan leader.
"He said that though the clans must all remember their separate histories and traditions, in times of dire need all should stand together so that no clan should ever fall. And if this isn't a time of dire need," she added wryly, "I don't know what is." "Do you really think we can drive the rogues out of Shadow Clan territory?"
Twigpaw asked. She tried to stop her voice from shaking, even though her mouth was dry and her heart pounded so hard that she thought every cat must be able to hear it. Ivypool brushed her tail reassuringly over Twigpaw's shoulders.
"Your first battle is always tough," she meowed.
Her silver and white pelt was as neat as if she had just groomed it, and her voice was full of confidence.
"But stick close to me, and I'll look after you."
Relief flooded through Twigpaw, and she blinked gratefully at her mentor.
"I'm so happy to be Ivypool's apprentice," she thought. "She always has my back."
"Cats of all clans,"
Bramblestar's voice rang out across the assembled cats.
"The time has come to take the rogues by surprise and force them out of Shadow Clan territory."
"Yes,"
Rowan Star agreed. The Shadow Clan leader's voice was quiet but invited no argument. He stood at the front of the crowd, his ginger fur beginning to glow as the light strengthened. His mate, Tawnypelt, had positioned herself close beside him.
"We must get rid of the rogues once and for all. The future of the clans depends on it."
One Star, the leader of Wind Clan, glared at Rowan Star and gave an irritated lash of his tail.
"That's an interesting order," he meowed, "coming from the cat who allowed the rogues to live on his territory for moons, until finally most of his clan decided they would rather follow Darktail. Maybe, Rowan Star," he added, "you could stop issuing orders to cats who are cleaning up your mess."
Rowan Star's neck fur bristled, and he drew his lips back in the beginning of a snarl.
"And just maybe," he retorted bitterly, "Wind Clan cats could mind their own business." "You made it our business," One Star snapped.
"Enough."
Misty Star of River Clan thrust her way between the two furious leaders, holding herself with authority.
"What hope do we have if we fight among ourselves? Rowan Star is right about one thing. The rogues must be driven out. They killed Furspelt. They enticed Shadow Clan warriors away from their clan, and now they've stolen Shadow Clan's territory. It's time to get rid of these fiends once and for all."
"Exactly," Bramblestar agreed, his voice level. "So please, can we stop blaming one another and work together to drive out these rogues?"
He glanced from Rowan Star to One Star and back again. One Star dipped his head in acquiescence, while Rowan Star turned aside, breathing heavily and shaking out his fur. Seeing the leaders fight like that only made Twigpaw more nervous. She felt as if she had a belly full of mice that were chasing one another's tails.
"Are you ready?"
Ivypool asked. Twigpaw hesitated.
"I'm worried about my sister,"
she confessed at last.
"Poor Violet Paw is with the rogues now, and she's bound to be caught up in all of this. What if she gets hurt?"